On television, good Nielsen ratings can mean good commercial sales, which can mean multiple seasons, maybe even eternal reruns. Bad Nielsen ratings bring to mind Marlon Brando's line from On the Waterfront, a one-way ticket to Palookaville, cancellation. You may sometimes wonder, who are those Nielsen families who are judge and jury of television shows? Well, here is some news about them. Their college student children suddenly count for the first time. Ken Oletta is media critic for The New Yorker and joins us. Hello, Ken.
Hi.
Nielsen is for the first time counting college students. Why didn't they count them before, do you know?
You know, we're talking not about a science but an art here. It's not like you do on the internet where you could judge the number of clicks that someone makes and do it with exactitude. Television, it's like a poll. You're taking a guess. And even though their televisions are on in people's homes that you're measuring, you don't know whether they're actually watching it. And more important to advertisers, whether they're watching the ads.
And until now, I gather, Nielsen was not interested, and now it's trying to make up for some lost ground here, in the television viewing that people do at the gym or, in the restaurant or in the dormitory.
Or more particularly on college campuses. So there's always a complaint when a network's ratings are low. They complain that they should be higher because Nielsen is not counting all the people they should be. Well, Nielsen agreed that they're not properly counting college students, so now they're going to attempt to do that. But even then, it's not a science, because if you can determine that the college student's television is on, it doesn't necessarily mean they're watching that television. They may be multitasking, as young people tend to do. Maybe listening to their iPod, doing instant messaging, or just having it on, like their television on, like wallpaper.
Well, if we were suddenly to measure, which is what Nielsen's going to do, what they're tuned to in college campuses, and that purported viewing is added to what is already discovered in the 450 families' homes, I gather, that are part of the Nielsen survey, what do you think might happen? What might be the effect of that?
Well, what will probably happen is that shows, if they reach a younger audience, a college-age audience, that their ratings will climb. I mean, for instance, it's very possible that Comedy Central and some of its offerings, like Jon Stewart or Stephen Colbert, some of the cartoon networks, their ratings will jump. And if that happens, then obviously their advertising rates jump. So that's good news for them. But if their ratings jump, that means that someone else's ratings may decline. And those people will cry murder. And that's one of the problems with Nielsen. Nielsen is paid by its customers. They're paid by the advertisers, and they're paid by the networks to measure the audience. If you don't like the size of the audience that Nielsen measures, you blame the messenger. Nielsen gets shot a lot by these networks and advertisers.
I thought that the advertising people who watch ratings are obsessed with 18 to 34-year-olds because their brand loyalties aren't yet settled. Wouldn't this inclusion of college students, even if it's only adding a minority to the group already sampled, wouldn't that give still more weight to young people's tastes?
It would. And if you find that their ratings for certain shows or networks rise dramatically, then obviously they will get more advertising dollars. That will please the advertising community. But it also means that the programming will change inevitably, because you'll find more that programs that skew older may not get picked up the next year. So it could have an impact on programming as well as on advertisers, as well as the health of certain networks and the harm of others.
Well, Ken Oletta, thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure.
About this inclusion of college students in the Nielsen Media Research sample of television viewing. Ken Oletta is the media critic for The New Yorker.